Fit and Healthy Kids, an early childhood podcast.
Hello from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. This is LaDonna Wirth and Lisa Pupp, extension educators in the field of early childhood. We are here to talk about the littles in your life.
As a parent, you may find that calming your angry child can be one of the biggest challenges of parenting. There are many things that make children angry, and children feel anger in different ways, just as adults do.
That's right, LaDonna. Perhaps you were taught as a child that being angry was not allowed or that anger was bad. It is important to teach your child that it's normal to get angry. Often the first step parents must take is to set aside what they themselves were taught as children and choose to teach their own child something new. As with all emotions, when you help your child recognize and name his anger, you have helped him take the first step toward being able to control his own behavior. When your child is able to recognize the feeling and say, "I'm angry," it reduces the chances that he will act out.
How can we help our child to understand when they are angry?
Notice and label when you, your child, or others are angry. For yourself, you might say, "I am feeling angry in my body. My heart is beating fast and I feel like a volcano inside. I'm going to take some deep breaths to calm down."
What can I do to help my child with the feeling of anger?
Well, encourage your child to move. Just as adults release stress at the gym or by going for a run, physical movement helps children to change their body experience. Teach your child to yell into a pillow or push on the wall. You can also read books about being angry. Talk with your child about what the character is feeling and experiencing and come up with ideas that might help them.
Is calming down a skill a child can learn?
Absolutely. Calming down is a skill that children must learn. Young children do not understand the words "calm down." Tucker Turtle is a story that helps children understand how to calm down. It can be a great tool for teaching this skill. And puppets and toys are also great to use for role-playing situations that your child will understand.
Why is it important to teach our children that anger is a feeling all people feel?
All parents and children experience anger from time to time. The goal is not to try to get rid of anger in your child or yourself, but rather to teach your child useful and acceptable ways to manage your feelings. You can teach your child that anger is a natural, healthy emotion, like other emotions. It needs to be expressed appropriately. A child who has been taught to recognize and understand anger in herself and in others will be less likely to express her anger in aggressive and destructive ways.
The ability to manage feelings and solve problems is a lifelong skill necessary for children to be happy and healthy. Parents can help children to recognize anger and cope with all their feelings.
This has been LaDonna and Lisa with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Until next time, enjoy your family time together.
Fit and Healthy Kids is a co-production of Nebraska Extension, Georgia Extension, Kansas State Extension, South Dakota State Extension, and the Iowa Child Care Resource and Referral.